How good are you at what you do? Most therapists and counselors can't really answer that. On this episode, why that matters.
Welcome to the Psychotherapy Notes Podcast. Big information, little episodes.
Welcome again to the Psychotherapy Notes Podcast. I'm Ben Caldwell. So, how good are you? Since most therapists can't answer that with objective data, we tend to compare ourselves against our colleagues, and we pretty universally think we're better than them. In a 2003 study of 143 mental health clinicians, two-thirds gave themselves a grade of A on an A to F scale, and not one said that they were below average. Almost a decade later, in 2012, a separate study of 129 mental health clinicians showed basically the same thing. Not a single participant believed that they were below average in their work. So what's going on there? The short answer is this. Again, most of us don't have hard data. We don't know in objective terms whether what we're doing is working and how we stack up against other therapists working with similar populations. So we look to softer data to evaluate ourselves. Things like clients telling us that they like us and that they see benefits from therapy. Things like clients simply coming back session after session. Things like supervisor ratings or job evaluations, which, by the way, are also a bit troubled when it comes to rating a lot more people as excellent than actually can be. But that is starting to change. Accountability is a big buzzword in mental health these days, and it's starting to be applied not just to large mental health programs, but also to individual practitioners. From graduate education onward, new measures are being put into place that gather data from every single client to see whether that therapist is accomplishing what they set out to accomplish. Naturally, there's some concern about that data being misused, especially when it's used to compare one therapist against another. Our friends in the teaching world can tell us all about how elevating objective data above all else creates as many problems as it solves. But if all the data is used in a manner that truly is fair, that is, if we do accountability well, this could lead to a major jump in the effectiveness of the mental health field. As Scott Miller has been saying in his presentations for several years now, we seem to be wasting our time trying to build better models of therapy. Those models account for very little of the variability in treatment outcome. If we want to get better as a field, that is, if we want to get more effective at what we all do, the low-hanging fruit is to build better therapists. And for that, we've got to start by figuring out who is good at what they do, and we need to acknowledge that not everybody is. On the next episode, we'll talk with Casey Meinster, who wrangles tons of therapy outcome data for one of LA County's largest mental health organizations. That episode will be, like all episodes of this podcast, available at psychotherapynotes.com. From Los Angeles, I'm Ben Caldwell. See you next time.
The Psychotherapy Notes podcast is a production of Ben Caldwell Labs. Visit our website at bencaldwelllabs.com for therapist training, advocacy tools, license exam prep, and much more.